This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1971, recorded on Thursday the 10th of August 2017, in which we have news items, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. Hello, I'm Rupert Hipwell and I'm joined by Liz Bryan. Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the Evening News, and a feature about the history of some Norwich businesses. Also this week you'll find in your wallet a second memory stick which has this month's edition of the Norfolk Magazine. Today we also welcome a new listener, Sylvia Lacey of Alton Broad. We hope you enjoy listening, Sylvia.
In our first batch of news items, it seems that Norwich International Airport is very newsworthy, as we hear that links to the northeast of England are revived and that Flybe, an airline that already uses our airport, is to add more holiday destinations to its 2018 schedules. However, increased activity does not suit everyone, as we start off with some complaints and worries of local residents.
It's a vision that aims to raise the profile of Norwich and Norfolk around the world. But plans to expand Norwich Airport over the coming years have prompted concerns from those living nearby. Some fear that late-night flights and a proposed runway extension could impact their way of life and affect house prices. They voiced their worries to Helsdon Parish Council in the wake of the airport's recently published draft master plan. The document states that future flights could be scheduled through to 1:30 a.m., up to 4 days a week in the summer months. It is also proposed to extend the runway and build new taxiways to boost capacity and allow heavier planes to land. Robert Wendrop, who lives on Holt Road, said the changes could have a massive impact on house value. "It's the night flights and aircraft size that worry me," he said. "We are very near the flight path and it would have a massive impact on the house value." Sheila Gurney, Helsdon Parish Council Chairman, said the airport claimed 150 houses could be affected by the changes. However, she added that Broadland District Council's officers had questioned that figure. The airport's draft master plan, which was revealed in July, covers its anticipated development up to 2045. Its ambitions include increasing annual passenger numbers from 520,000 to 930,000 by 2030, and more than 1.4 million by 2045.
An air link between Norwich Airport and the northeast of England will take off once more this autumn, restoring a route that was last flown 20 years ago. The 6 days a week flight to Durham Tees Valley Airport will be run by Scottish airline Loganair, which will also offer an onward same plane connection to Aberdeen. When it is reinstated on October the 15th, the route is likely to appeal to businesses working in the traditional and renewable energy industries in the three regions, which serve the North Sea and Southern North Sea off the East Coast. The airline already offers flights to Edinburgh, Manchester and Jersey from Norwich, where it employs 25 staff, including pilots, cabin crew and engineers. The new route will be served by a 34-seat Saab 340B aircraft, which will leave Norwich for the one-hour flight at 4 p.m, Sunday to Friday.
Regional airline Flybe will fly four routes from Norwich Airport in summer 2018, including two to the Spanish coast. The carrier will be running flights to Alicante up to twice a week, Exeter up to four times a week, Jersey once a week, and Malaga up to twice a week from Norwich Airport. Norwich Airport Managing Director Richard Pace said, "We are delighted that Flybe has launched the start of their summer 2018 season, which includes twice-weekly services from Norwich Airport to Alicante and Malaga. These extremely popular flights enable local people to enjoy a year-round service to the Costa del Sol and Costa Blanca direct from their local airport."
War is breaking out between two big-name Norwich neighbours after Premier Inn opposed McDonald's bid to open round the clock. The bun fight has begun between the two corporate giants, whose hotel and fast food outlet are next door to each other near Norwich International Airport. The burger chain wants 24-hour opening, but Premier Inn, which offers a good night guarantee, refunding customers who do not get a great night's sleep, has objected to the request to Norwich City Council. It says the current opening hours, from 6 a.m. until midnight Sundays to Wednesdays, and from 6 a.m. till 3 a.m. Thursdays to Saturdays, have already led to the Premier Inn having to compensate guests who struggle to sleep.
Patients are being urged to look after themselves when they have minor ailments, because more than £2 million is being spent in Norfolk and Waveney on prescriptions that could be bought for less over the counter. The soaring costs of GPs prescribing for minor illnesses in the area has prompted health chiefs to issue the plea to patients to consider self-care or to use other services such as pharmacies when they are ill. The area's five clinical commissioning groups said GP surgeries spent £500,000 prescribing for common ailments from March to May this year alone. And they added self-care was usually easier and better for people and helped the health service make better use of resources, sparing time in GP surgeries for more serious conditions.